Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini-talk for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stardust Crusaders, for Episode 10. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And we have a interesting episode of JoJo to talk about with two stand users getting involved, and these look like some pretty big shot. I did not mean that pun until just now. The guys arrive in India, and Muhammad's like, oh, it's a good country, and here all these guys are being bombarded by all of these local people trying to sell them stuff and all this, and they're all like, oh, man, this is bad, and Muhammad's like, this is India, yay!
That part was pretty funny. It's like, kind of reminds you of, like, I think Indiana Jones, back in the day, did the same thing, where I think he visits a country, and all these I think in China and all these kids are like rushing to them, getting to buy things and everything. So, but I can see that, a foreigner in a foreign country. And so it's like, here, buy anything, just give him to do it. You know?
Yeah, the foreigner, we'll take advantage of him.
And that's not where Adolf is from. I thought he was from there, but I was like, no, he's Egyptian, so never mind.
Yeah, probably just familiar with it, maybe from his travels in the past.
Right.
So they stop in at a restaurant, they get some food, and Jean-Pierre wants to go to the bathroom, but there's some trouble there in terms of comfortability with using the toilet, where there's a pig sticking its head out.
Yeah, because the owner's like, we built this thing over a pigsty. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird, like, the idea that the pigs are eating what's coming down there.
Right.
Nothing good, so it's gross on just many levels, and the idea that you could just be sitting down there taking care of business and pig will just suddenly pop its head up.
It's definitely a thing, like, if that was real, like how many people would actually, say, screw it and just do it.
Yeah.
If they're that desperate, but I don't know.
Or would just scare the poop out of them.
Right.
So as he's washing his hands at the bathroom, and that was another funny moment also, is that he was talking with the guy about it, and the guy was just like, this is how it is, and he kind of got a little weird there toward the end. But as Jean-Pierre was cleaning his hands off, he saw Hanged Man in the mirror, turned around, couldn't find him, but the window had broken, and then that's when Jean-Pierre told him, hey, there's a stand here. And then that kind of leads to a scene where Jean-Pierre is talking about that, he sees the Hanged Man, and that centerfold might be around, and he wants to go off on his own because he was never truly with the guys. He specifically said when he, sort of followed them, is that he didn't join up. Him and Muhammad have an argument, but Joseph is like, we just got to let him go on his own.
Right, and he's like, he has his own goal right now, and like you said, he did say he was only there to, basically, stick with them, because they're fighting sand users, so he's like, well, I'm eventually going to run into the one I'm looking for, so he kind of, used them for a bit and kind of helped them, but yeah.
Yeah, and the two new guys that we see are pretty big shots, especially Centerfold, considering that we've known about him for a while. He's just sort of sitting there just lazing around doing it like some drunkard that just passed out on the side of the street or something, and then Whole Horse comes up to him and tries to him and Centerfold have a conversation, and Whole Horse, he has a stand that is sort of like a very Western type, shoots a lot of guns and stuff, and they have an encounter where Centerfold summons some snakes, and Whole Horse shoots him with Emperor, and these look like two pretty bad guys.
Right, and even before that, they showed Whole Horse kind of talking to some girl I guess he just picked up. And it was pretty funny. She's this royal princess type character, and he's just talking about, I like you, I love you, and all this, and he's just, you can obviously tell he's only doing it for, the money or whatever, so you can definitely get the vibe that he's not really a likable character, I think. I've heard people, friends that have read JoJo, say that he's pretty important to the whole storyline. He's going to be a big villain, but I guess he's very overpowered, and like you said, that gun of his when you see it later, we'll talk about that. It's crazy what you can do with it.
And we see some of that in the final scene of this episode, where Jean-Pierre is going around asking some people, "Have you seen a guy with two right hands?" And sure enough, just walking down the middle of the road, our whole horse in centerfold, and that's when they encounter, and whole horse kind of goes into action. He shoots his gun, and it looks like Pierre could just block it, but the bullet kind of curves around it, and it goes back toward him. Hangman uses the reflection of a puddle to sort of disrupt things, and then that's when Muhammad finds him and then sort of, pushes Jean-Pierre out of the way and then takes a bullet right to the head.
Right, because even before that, Jean-Pierre and Adol kind of got hit. They were fighting each other because, he was telling Pierre not to go out by himself. This is, it's dangerous because all these, stand users are out there looking for us. And, I kind of saw this death flag. Yeah, it kind of felt bad, because it's like, Jean-Pierre wanted to do his own thing, but not realizing that the others just want to help. They're part of a team now. And, yeah, he saves them, and it's just their end result is not really what anyone wanted.
And even though he was trying to sort of be like, "I don't really care," or something like that, the tears, very One Piece style tears, came flowing out of Jean-Pierre's eyes as he's basically saying, kind of like in a gentlemanly way, "It sucks when somebody is hurt or killed like that."
Yeah, and the way JoJo's done it, we've seen this with part two. I won't say who, because people might want to watch it, but they handle death scenes very, very well in JoJo, I think. And more, you would expect, like the female characters around the ball, and it's like, no, it's really the guys, who, they break down or anything. But they have to keep it together because, it's they're in the middle of a fight, but it still shows you that JoJo is capable of emotional scenes, even though they don't dwell on it too long, which that's kind of what I like. Like you said, very One Piece style reaction tears from the guys anyway. So, but yeah, this if Adolf really is dead, it's gonna be sad to see him go because he was a cool character. I mean, I liked him, and yeah, I was kind of curious his story with Joseph. How they them two hit it off and became friends and everything. But yeah, if he's dead, that sucks. If not, that's cool. But we'll see you next week, I guess.
Yeah, because even getting back to the emotion thing, even that these guys have only been together anime-wise for 5 episodes, they all kind of shared a common goal, except for Jean-Pierre's, who is more specific than all the other four who just wanted to go after Dio. They were hanging out together and going through the same ordeals, and death impacts them emotionally, even if they kind of want to be a tough guy like all the JoJo guys are,
Right, that's
and
true.
just kind of shake it off.
Yeah, and this time I think that was gonna push Pierre to realize he's not in this by himself. They kind of gotta do it as a team.
Yeah, exactly. So, getting a little bit away from the stand of the week formula, this is the start of a really interesting, maybe, I don't know how much longer this will go on, but I'm really liking these two stand users. I think there's a lot of personality with them. Their stands are really cool. It'll be interesting to see how you fight Centerfold and Hangman specifically, because you can only hit him, get to him through reflections, and how does that exactly work with attacking through a puddle or glass or anything like that?
Right, yeah. It's going to be definitely seeing some, like, Joseph style quick thinking how they defeat these two. Because right now, I mean, these two feel like the most threatening out of the stand users we've seen so far. The other ones have been kind of a child's play for them, so I think it's nice to see a team or other stand users that kind of put pressure on them to, fight, to give it their all to fight instead of just half-assed like they've been doing, I feel, anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So we'll see how things work out in episode 11 next week. For Fosh, I'm Jero. Thanks for listening.
See it.